Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. We are studying the text, Gateway to Happiness. We are on the preface. And we're page 15. Rabbeinu Yonah, great Torah scholar around the time of the Maimonides, wrote that we are obligated to make an effort to offer sound and appropriate advice to others. He added that this is one of the essential aspects of performing kindness. That's from the source Sharei Tshuva. So the goal of the book Gateway to Happiness and of this series is to offer sound and appropriate advice. First of all, advice giving to others, we need to be careful not to give advice and suggestions when people are not open to hear it. However, when we're writing something in a book, we're giving a class, we're just making a recording, usually people listen are open to it. So I'm assuming that those listening would like to upgrade their own happiness and would like to help others upgrade their happiness, because the kindness that we have, any quality that we ourselves think about, work on, we're able to share with others. We don't need to be perfect in any quality to teach it, to share it, to discuss it. We just have to be interested in it. We have to find it's important to us. So when you feel that it's important to be happiness, then you can be open to discuss it with others. And every idea that you find beneficial for yourself and you find beneficial for others, you now have another resource to do more kindness to others. And helping people be more joyful is one of the greatest acts of kindness you can do for others. Because happiness is something that every single person wants. When we think about it, one of the basic things we all want is to feel good, to feel happy. And that's why people spend money on homes. That's why people spend money on cars. That's why many things we do because we want to feel better. So helping another person feel better isn't just a nice idea, isn't just, okay, it's a good thing to do, but rather it becomes a very spiritual aspect of what we can do. It's elevating the kindness of other people enhances their lives. And as we'll see how it enhances the lives of others, people they deal with. So that's very important when we're thinking about kindness, to think, what kindness can I do for others? And the more we think about happiness and positive emotions, and the more we ourselves increase our ability to master this, the more we'll be able to find opportunities to be kind to others. So keep asking yourself about people you know, what could I possibly say or do for this person that will help this person be a happier person?